today's daf was Pesachim daf nun tes. In yesterday's daf, we learned that after the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, almost nothing should be brought, but the Korban Pesach is brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. So our daf starts off by discussing, is there anything else that's brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, or perhaps even after the Korban Pesach? What about the menorah? What about the ketores? So we have conflicting braises. Those two things, the menorah and the ketores, are definitely brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, but two conflicting braises, whether they're brought after the Korban Pesach or not. The svara to say that the Korban Pesach should be last is that the Korban Pesach has both the terminology of Be'erev and Bein Ha'arbayim, whereas the Tamid, let's say, has only the terminology of Bein Ha'arbayim, and the Ketores and the Menorah also have only Bein Ha'arbayim. So maybe the Pesach should be last because of the double terminology. On the other hand, the term Oso seems to be a miut, that the Torah specifically teaches that the Menorah is the only daytime Avodah whose effects last, may Erev Ad Boker, last through the entire night, and therefore it has to be the last Avodah, even after the Karban Pesach, and Iskish Ketores L'Neros. The Ketores, whatever is true of the Neros, is true of the Ketores as well. So that's the dispute between the two Brises. Then the Gemara quotes another Brisa that says that, okay, now that we've established that after the Karban Tamid, you could bring a Karban Pesach, you could bring Ketores, you light the Menorah, is there anything else? So the Gemara discusses, what about the following situation? You have someone who's a Chusar Kippurim, who needs to bring a karban in order to be able to eat kachin. So it's Erev Pesach. He has to bring a karban in order to be able to eat his karban Pesach that night. If he doesn't eat his karban Pesach that night, it's chayv kares. It's an asei sheyesh bo kares. So should we allow him to violate the asei d'ashlama, bring his karban to get his kapara after the karban tamid to enable him to be able to eat the karban Pesach? So Gemara says, in that situation, for sure we say that an asei sheyesh bo kares overpowers the asay to hashlama. But what if it's not Erev Pesach? What if it's Stam? Umechusu Kippurim throughout the rest of the year, a regular day of the year where he wants to be able to eat a carbon shlamim that he had brought earlier that day. Would we allow him to violate the asay to hashlama in such a situation? So Rabbi Shlomo Menoshel Rechman Broka holds that he can even bring his carbon after the Tamid on a regular day. So the Gemara says, why? Why would a regular mitzvah asay of eating kachim override the asay to hashlama? So the Gemara gives two answers. Ravina Rav Chisda says, Hacha b'chatas ha'of askinan. We're not talking about violating the Aseh d'Ashlama. We're talking about where the carbon chatas is a chatas ha'of, so nothing has to be burnt on the Mizbeach. The blood is thrown on the Mizbeach, but no part of it is burnt on the Mizbeach, so he's not in violation of the Aseh d'Ashlama. Aye, what about the carbon olda and the carbon asham that go along with it? We're talking about where he already brought those. Those are already done. The second answer is, Rav Papa Amar Malu Melina Barosh Hashem Mizbeach. He'll take his carbon chatas, and he won't violate the Aseh d'Ashlama, because he's not going to burn it on the Mizbeach. He'll just leave it on the Mizbech. They'll put it on top of the Mizbech, and they'll leave it there until the next morning, and they'll deal with it then. But they're not going to burn it on the Mizbech after the Tamid, and therefore it's not going to be a violation of the Aseh d'Ashlama. So the Gemara says, are you really allowed to do that? Isn't that going to be Aseh l'Dei Takalda? The Kohanim are going to get confused. What's on the Mizbech, what they should be burning, what they shouldn't be burning. The Gemara says, no such concerns. Kohanim's reason, they're very careful. They'll make sure to burn the right things. The Gemara says, but still, is it even going to help to take the carbon chatos, put it on the Mizbech, and leave it there? The guy wants to be able to eat kachim. When is he allowed to eat kachim? As soon as he gets his kapara. When does he get his kapara? When the kohanim eat the chaz of a shok of the karban. When are they allowed to eat the chaz of a shok? Only when all the parts are burnt on the mizbeach. So if you're just going to leave it on the mizbeach and not burn them, the kohanim are never going to eat the chaz of a shok. Then the guy's never going to get his kapara. So the whole thing was pointless. So Gemara says, no, if there's a reason that they can't burn it on the mizbeach, then the kohanim are allowed to eat their chelek, the chaz of a shok, even earlier than even before it's actually burnt, and the guy will be able to get his kapara through the achilah of the kohanim. And then the last thing we did right before the Mishnah is the Gemara quotes two stiras in Pesukim. The first stira is Pasuk says Loyon Chelav Chagiga Boker, that you can't leave the fat of the Chagiga until the morning, but it sounds like you are allowed to leave it until nighttime to burn. But on the other hand, that we had the drasha yesterday, Allah Hashem Kol HaKarbanos Kulam, that teaches that nothing is supposed to be burnt after the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. So it sounds like the Chelav Chagiga can be burnt. So the Gemara answers Kishani Tosu. The Pasuk must have been talking about a case where the blood of the carbon was brought on the Mizbech before the Tamid, so it's considered to have been completed before the Tamid. It's not a violation of Allah Hashem Kol HaKarbanos Kulam. Then the second stira was the Pasuk says, Lo Yodin LaBoker Zevach HaKapesach. You're not allowed to leave the carbon Pesach until morning, but again, it sounds like you can burn it in the middle of the night. And yet the Pasuk teaches us, Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato. You're allowed to burn a Shabbos carbon on Shabbos, a Yantav, a Shabbos carbon on Yantif. But you're not allowed to burn a weekday carbon on Shabbos or Yantif. So the carbon Pesach is a weekday carbon. It's an Erev Pesach carbon. How are you allowed to burn it in the middle of the night? So the Gemara says, no, we're talking Dafka in such a case where Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos. So it's not a weekday carbon. It's an Erev Pesach carbon, but that happened to be Shabbos. So it's a Shabbos carbon. It's Dochak to read the Pesukim that way. The Gemara says, what do you want from me? That the Pesukim have to be read that way. Otherwise, you have a stir in the Pesukim. Okay, but tomorrow we pick up at the Mishnah. Oh, yeah.